The Irish Medical Organisation has warned that exhausted doctors have been unable to take a break due to recruitment difficulties. It also says that levels of burnout and stress among medical professionals is unsustainably high. We sent our reporter, Josh Crosby, to rural parts of County Kerry to see what the issue is like in the region.
Despite that I was retired for good, I found I had to re-register and get reinsured to do 2 weeks here.
So we have a critical situation on our hands and we need to succession plan.
For the last 2 years, I haven't had holiday. And you need to be available constantly.
Issues around recruitment and retention in the health sector are nothing new, but there is growing concern that many parts of rural Ireland are being left without critical services. Dr. Patrick Malone worked as a GP in Sneem in South Kerry for 34 years. Recently, he had to come out of retirement for 2 weeks to serve the people of the area as no one else was available.
It's quite an onerous task, really. Although the population is relatively small, the on-call commitment is huge.
What steps did you take in the lead up to your retirement to ensure that Sneem had a GP in place?
Well, I was very concerned that I wouldn't be the last general practitioner in Sneem. So I gave the HSE a long notice of my intentions. Fortunately, the patients decided that they were going to run a campaign to pressurise the HSE to ensure that an appointment was made. And this was very successful in getting signatures. Although no Irish person expressed any interest in taking over the practice, there was a very strong commitment locally to ensure that an appointment would be made.
Following the successful recruitment campaign before Dr. Malone's retirement in 2017, Dr. Hernán Ganzo was appointed to Sneem. He cares for a catchment area of up to 1,000 people.
I liked rural medicine and I'm not really interested in practice in a big city, what I was doing in Spain.
Could you describe how heavy the workload can be, you're one man?
It could be demanding in the aspect that you need to be available constantly.
Do you feel a responsibility sometimes that you're the only doctor in the village, that you have to be available 24/7?
Yeah, that's it. And sometimes it's hard.
A sense of vital responsibility to the area, as Dr. Ganzo is often on call to be available at any hour. People living here are well aware of the important role GPs play in the community.
I think there could be more. Like, we have a great GP here in Sneem. He's a man, okay? So, like, women sometimes want women healthcare workers. And, you know, like, we have real trouble to recruit the doctor here in Sneem.
Do you think there's enough healthcare services in the area?
If you go looking for them, I do, yes. Yes, I do, yeah. It's just I had an experience of having to find a new doctor once I got down here for the lockdown, and I found him wonderful.
Would you be worried about the future now for, I suppose, these areas attracting health professionals?
Yes, it's a bit isolated here, right?
Work is being done on the ground to improve the situation. There are hopes to open a primary care service in the South Kerry town of Carrigsbeen within the next year. Local Fianna Fáil councillor Norma Moriarty says GPs in rural Ireland are under too much pressure.
There was a time when you had 6 GPs covering the area between Carrigsbeen, Valentia, Port Magee, Ballinskellig, Waterville, out as far as Cathair Daniel. That area is now covered by 3 GPs. And each of those 3 GPs is in the older age bracket. They wouldn't mind me saying that. Effectively, they are each of them considering their retirement in the next number of years. So we have a critical situation in our hands. And I've been working with the HSE to see if we can actually, you know, put structures in place that will attract replacement GPs.
Does this play a factor then in people's decision to move to the area or even to stay in the area if these services are not there?
Oh, there are. I mean, when you think about people trying to come back, we'll say the young people who grow up here and go to college and think about where they're going to live for the rest of their lives, essential services factors into their thinking about where they're going to locate themselves and their families. People who want to retire here maybe from other countries, how far they are from, you know, critical care services factors into a decision that they might make. So there's no doubt about that.
And that was Norma Moriarty, Fianna Fáil councillor in Kerry, ending that report from Josh Crosby.